What do you know of the background of this piece?
Oh, it started out with the mural committee that was kind of under the umbrella of the Arts Council. Mm-hmm. And in 2003, we as a group, I was part of that, we're going to come up with a design for this mural. And the main design was made, Polly Lee did the design of this mural. And then we got together, the members then, and we came up with this color scheme from the basic drawing. And then it became community effort. So actually we were in the gym, I think. Yes, in the gym at the high school.
Vaguely remember that,
right.
I think.
During a weekend, and we had people from the community come in and paint with us. And Susan Christensen had put the mural on the wall, so to speak, with a, what do you call it, overhead
mm-hmm. thing? Projector.
Projector. Mm-hmm. And we had numbers, you know, so it was basically paint by number. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people could participate in that. And then it came up in 2003, in the summer of 2003, and it has been up there ever since. It wasn't really protected, and the paint that we used at the time, the records got lost, so we don't really know exactly what we used, but this is going to be more durable.
You're using a different kind of paint this time around.
Yes, yeah. And it has been waiting to be redone or repaired or repainted for quite some time, but it just hasn't happened. So now Emil Tucker, he's on the Arts Council, he got a little grant for doing this work, so we were able to get the paint, and the rest is all volunteer, the paint and the brushes and so forth.
Okay.
And PIA has been very, very generous by letting us be here, which is amazing, and so has Hammer and Beacon. We got a nice discount on the paint from them, so it's been really, really good.
Challenge to match the colors?
Yeah, a little bit, a little bit, but we've been working on that for a while. We've been working on it since January.
Okay.
Actually, it came down in late October, but then it had to dry for a while, and we got into this location right here, yeah, January.
So when all said and done, you'll have three coats of paint on?
Mm-hmm. At least some places there is more than that, but at least three coats.
Okay.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll, you know, stand up a little bit with the weather.
And when is the hope to get it back up on the side of the building? It's going in the same place, right?
Yeah, it is. Well, they're going to clean the building, I think, first and do a little repair on a gutter or something like that. And so hopefully sometime in April, definitely before Little Norway,
okay. Because
that's going to be kind of a big thing this year, and it'd be nice to have it there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. It's fun. We're having fun with it, and we've had quite a few volunteers. We couldn't open it up as we did the last time because of, you know, where we are. And so, but it's been really well attended with the ones that we have had, so it's good.